It was just like her mated friends described. The most attention-getting, enticing scent in the world that made her want to roll in it until it saturated every cell in her body. That made her want to jump his bones before even finding out his name. That made her ready to embrace whatever species he was. Because, of course, the best possible time to run across one's true mate was as a prisoner, under constant threat of death or worse, and looking and smelling like something a buzzard stole from a lizard. She'd moved her sleeping pad close to the deadly bars, just to catch occasional whiffs of that scent. She was pretty sure her mate was male because, well, she liked women, she'd never desired sex with them. She wished she knew what he looked like, or at least knew his name, but she'd take what she could get. She was fortunate. Some shifters went centuries, or even a lifetime, without ever finding a mate. Her well-hidden inner beast stopped its near-constant howling whenever she smelled his scent, and she even managed a few hours of sleep when the overhead lights were out. From the far back corner of her cell, she heard the low-pitched growl of her latest roommate. The guards who'd shoved her into the new cell warned her that, despite his pronounced palsy, he was feral, human-shaped but with the mind of his beast, and dangerous. She had the impression he'd been captive for a long time. Apparently, no one had wanted to buy a shifter who couldn't talk, shook like he was having a seizure, and couldn't be forced to shift into his animal shape. Bad dreams visited Lero often, and the guards kept him drugged to the eyeballs and magically compelled just to get him to and from the auction block without a knockdown, drag-out fight. To honor Lero's bravery and stubborn defiance, she'd been sharing what little magic she could spare to help his own shifter strength counteract the drugs and fight off the compulsion spells. She sent him a thread now, too low level to trip the multiple magical alarms, but enough to help him relax into dreamlessness.